Hi, everybody. There's a little bug next to me, and I don't know if I should squish it or if I should take it outside. What do you think, little bug? You don't know. Well, what would you rather? Would you rather be squished, or would you rather go outside and live a life on a bush or a tree?
Go outside.
You'd rather go outside? What? Now, why is that? Are you afraid to be squished?
Yes.
Oh, well, that makes me kind of sad. Okay, well then, little bug, I'm going to pick you up with this napkin, because I don't really want to touch you, and I'm going to just gently take you all the way outside. Okay, now what are you going to do when you go outside? You don't know? Are you going to go find your friends, maybe?
Yeah.
What do bugs do with their friends? Do you go to, like, bug parties?
I don't think so.
Do you play bug games?
Yeah, I guess.
Wait. Why are you... You seem like a young bug. Why are you at home today and not at bug school?
Because I'm sick.
You're sick? That's so sad. How did you get sick?
I think from, like, staying up really late.
Oh. So you were out at a big bug party last night, doing bug dances and doing bug prances and doing all the things that all the bugs want to do. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, well, I'm sorry you don't feel good. Did you take some medicine?
Yeah.
That's good. What is bug medicine like? What does it taste like?
No.
Kind of yucky?
Yeah, I guess.
Are you going to have to go to the bug doctor?
No.
Is the bug ambulance going to come pick you up and take you to the bug hospital?
No.
Whew, thank goodness, because I don't think we have bug insurance. So tell me a little bit about your bug life. How is bug school?
It's good.
What do you study in bug school?
I don't really know.
You don't remember?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I understand. How is your bug teacher?
She's fine.
Oh, that's nice. Do you have any bug friends that fly?
Yeah, I guess.
And can you fly?
No.
Do you just kind of, can you hop or do you just kind of scurry around?
Just kind of like scurry around.
Do you stick to walls or anything? Or like, are your feet sticky? Can you like climb things?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's good. You don't bite, do you?
No.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh, I don't know why I didn't ask that first. I don't want to get bit by a bug. Wait a minute. You don't ever go into a bed, do you?
Nah, I go in my bed. Sometimes.
So wait, if you're in your bed, are you a bed bug?
Yeah.
Ew! No! I don't like bed bugs. They're the worst. Oh, you're not the worst, though, are you?
Nah, I'm not the worst.
You seem like a pretty cool bug to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, thank goodness. Well, listen, bug. I'm just going to pick you up with this napkin, okay? So be careful. Don't move around too fast. I don't want to hurt you, okay? All right, ready? One. Two. All right, I scooped you up. And we're going to walk you outside. And, okay, bug. We'll see you later, okay?
Okay, bye.
Feel better, all right? Take your bug medicine and listen to your bug parents, right?
Yeah.
Wait, real quick before you go, do you have any bug brothers or sisters?
Yeah.
What do you have?
Like a brother and a sister.
Oh, really? Oh, that's nice. What are their names?
Well, I don't really remember because, like, I was, like, sick for, like, 2 days and,
2 whole days?
Yeah.
Oh, no. And you forgot your brother and sister's name already?
Yeah.
Oh, no. What is your name? I just realized I didn't even ask you that.
Zippy.
Oh, Zippy the bug. That's a great name for a bug. Oh, okay. Well, if I let you out here, do you think you can find your family?
Yeah.
Okay, because I don't want you to get lost or anything. Hey, listen, if you ever need anything, you can come back and just ring the doorbell and I'll come and answer, okay?
Okay.
All right. We'll see you later, Zippy the Bug. Feel better.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Holy cow, Bumper Podcast. I didn't expect that at all. We had a fun guest stop by. Zippy the Bug. Love Zippy the Bug. I'm sorry that Zippy doesn't feel well. I was very sad that Zippy doesn't remember the name of his brother and sister. It was very, that worries me. I hope he's all right. I think after I finish recording this podcast that I'm going to go and check on Zippy and make sure that he's okay. When I was holding on to him, I could tell he has a little temperature, and I don't have a bug thermometer or anything, but I could just kind of tell by the way he seemed like he was moving kind of slow, a little bit groggy, and he just even threw the napkin, a little bit warm. It's that kind of season though, right? It's a time of year where a lot of people are getting sick. There's stomach bugs going around. Oh, a stomach bug. Wait a minute, that's not that kind of bug at all. Then there's like little colds, little fevers, and all this poor people getting feeling rough. We have Oliver, who's the younger, and then Emerson, who's the older. And last week, Emerson had a bit of a stomach problem, and he had to come home from school. And there was one night where he didn't feel good, and we both ended up sleeping on the bathroom floor because it was cool, and he said that made him feel better. And because he wanted to be in there, just in case things happened. And I don't need to talk about what things happened, but just in case things happen, and we'll leave it at that. But luckily, knock on wood, you know, he feels better. And his brother Oliver's, he's done very fine. But now we got this Zippy the Bug feeling sick, so it's going around. Take care of yourself. Wash your hands. Wash your hands several times a day. And try not to touch your eyes or your nose. Like, keep your little fingers away from your face because that's how the germs will get in. And I don't want you to get sick, okay? I want you to feel good. Because when you feel good, I feel awesome. I don't really know that. I'm assuming that. Yeah, I'm going to say that. If you feel good, then I feel good. Right? That's a good way to be. It's like if you see your friends doing well, if they're succeeding at something, if, you know, maybe if there's a school play and they get on the play, yeah. You gotta build them up. Because that's what friends do. You build each other up. You make each other feel good about things. I have some friends of mine, and they don't always do that. It's more of a you knock your friends down a little bit, and it's like, hey man, that means we're really friends. And I'm like, wait, that doesn't make any sense. If we're really friends, and so you hurt my feelings, and that doesn't seem to make any sense at all. Nah, man, we're really good friends, because I made you feel bad. And I'm like, that just seems like you're somebody who knows a lot about me and then uses that to make me feel rotten. I don't want to feel rotten. I'm not an egg. I don't think eggs want to feel rotten either, though. I don't want to pigeonhole eggs into feeling a certain way. You know what, eggs? You do you. You go feel how you want to feel. Anyway, guys, this is the Bumper Podcast. I'm Natty Bumper Car, and it's cold outside. I went to take the kids to school today, and for some reason I forgot to wear shoes, And, you know, to go from the front door into the car, and then I do a drive around drop off. And I forgot to wear shoes. And I wanted to cry. I was like, why wouldn't I wear shoes? I need shoes on my feet. But, you know, mistakes were made. That wasn't how we wanted to start the day, certainly, with cold feet. Have you ever heard the phrase cold feet? It's if, like, it's something that people say where if they're nervous to do something. Like, let's say you wanted to audition for the big school play, right, with your friend. But you didn't do it because you got nervous. And so someone could say, oh, hey, why didn't you go audition for the big school play? And you could be like, oh, I got cold feet. I don't know where it comes from. I feel like I'm going to do some research. We're going to learn on the Bumper Podcast. Well, did you guys realize that cold feet, it's kind of like anxiety. It's like you're having second thoughts. It's like you're feeling a little bit timid about something, like you're almost weak in the knees about something. It's like you have reservations about something. You want to back out of a situation that you're in. These are all various ways of saying you have cold feet. And so I found a definition for it. It's a phrase which refers to a person not going through with an action. You've got cold feet. I don't know. You can have stage fright. That's another way of saying cold feet. And I don't know if I can find it. Ah, yes, this is my favorite. Here's how you say cold feet in Danish. Kolde fødder. So I think you should start saying that. But for podcasteteers, we don't get cold feet. We get kolde fødder. Why didn't you go to that big meeting? Kolde fødder. Why didn't you subscribe to the Bumper Podcast and leave a nice review and 5 stars? Kolde fødder. That's so fun. I love that we learned something. We learned that bugs do in fact get sick and have to stay home from school, and that they can in fact forget their brothers and sisters' names. And we also learned about cold feet, kolde fødder, and we had a nice time. Things I didn't tell you about. Well, Popcorn the dog continues to eat everything in the world. I took her to the vet and I said, "Dear vet, I think that maybe this dog is in fact not a dog, but a goat." And he looked at her. And he looked at me, and he said, "Sir, that's clearly a dog." And I said, "I think it's a goat." And he said, "Dog." And I said, "Goat." And we did that back and forth for a while. And then he said, "Okay, well then, take your dog and go. And the bill is $300. And I went to the front desk to pay. And when they showed me that bill, I went to pull my wallet out, and I didn't. Can you guess why? Kolde fødder. All right. Keep your feet warm. Go do what you're supposed to do. Don't get sick. Wash your hands. Looking out for you, Bumper Podcast. Looking out for you. You know why? Because you're the best.